This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. Hi, this is Terry Tote, WSMI Program and Sports Director. Tally Broadcasting is celebrating 60 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI AM 1540 and 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI FM 106. And it's time now for a special interview featuring former WSMI staff members and others associated with the broadcasting industry. And in this special interview, WSMI's Tobin Ott speaks with Dennis Beard.
Dennis, welcome back to WSMI. How are you today, my friend?
Hi, Tobin. Thanks for talking with me. I'm doing good today. How are you?
I am doing well. It's great to the sit back and talk with you. For those that don't know, how long were you here?
I came there in July of 2000, and I worked there. I think it was till February or March, but it was in 2005 when my wife and I decided to come back home to Kentucky.
What are you doing now, my friend?
Since having left WSMI, I've been working as the news editor at the Journal Enterprise in my wife's hometown in Kentucky. I've enjoyed it here.
And I'm assuming the news cycle between this side of the desk and the print side, it's a dramatic difference, isn't it?
Well, the big change here is this is a weekly newspaper, so it's I'm sure you know it's pretty fast beat there. I mean, I remember my days typically started around 6 in the morning, and there were nights that I didn't get home until 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just once or twice a week either. I mean, those were everyday schedules, but here, I mean, you know, we print once a week, and it is a little slower pace, and we're more feature article oriented.
You and I both know we've got to keep a good rapport with the politicians in the townships and our state reps and state senators. Did you have a pretty good rapport with them?
I felt like I did. You know, one thing about it, like you said, you got to keep a good rapport, and part of that is just being willing to go out and be in the community. You know, meeting with these folks on a regular basis, sometimes once a week, and just, you know, talking to them about whatever's going on. It doesn't always have to be news, and I don't, you know, in some cases I would say I consider myself to have made good friendships, not just professional working relationships, but I think that's important to get to know the people, to interact with them, and I've always tried to make that a part of my job, to be community-minded, and I felt like when I was there that I really was a part of the community and enjoyed it.
Your time frame here, obviously Terry was here. Who else did you work with while you were here?
While I was there, Liz Holcomb was the receptionist when I started, and there was a lady named Annette who I think she quit before I came there. Before I left. Let's see. Of course, Hayward and Emma, Brian and Kevin, and Terry. Randy Prangy was doing morning shift. I guess, is he still doing that?
Yeah, he's still here at 3 o'clock in the morning, turning the transmitter on.
And Rita Frazier was the ag person. She was doing a show. And I can't remember what it was called then. It ended up being Frazier and Friends. It had a different name when I first started. Rick Davis was doing Macoupin County News.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle Jackson,
mm-hmm.
her name. So she was one of the on-air. Jennifer Ryan,
mm-hmm.
Williams, and Brad McVeigh were there. Jenny Gillespie.
And some of the names are still here. Actually,
I know some of them have gone on. And that's one thing too, is I've stayed in touch with a lot of those people, and you know, through Facebook and emails and whatnot. Stan McCaslin, good friends with Stan still. He was doing the sports there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then you had your sales team. You had Toby Dean and Mike Niehaus and Carl
DeBar.
Okay, and Todd
Schultz.
Right, Todd Schultz. One of the things. Talking about Todd and stuff I remember from there was Todd's fudge every Christmas. Always look forward to that.
Oh, man, he still does that to this day. And it's a treat. That is a I don't know what he does with that fudge, but that is addictive during the holiday season, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good food. It is good food, that's for sure. It's I always tell myself it was low calories and when I ate it, but I know it's not.
Are there any particular news stories to this day that stick out in your mind that you covered here?
Well, one thing that I remember doing, and when we had talked before about us doing this, I tried to jot down some notes. And one thing that stands out for me was the sesquicentennial, the 150th anniversary of Litchfield. We worked so hard on that. And I guess that was more of a feature-oriented type thing. The other thing was, I was working there, of course, when 9/11 happened. And that was probably, for anybody, I'm sure, but it would be, but it was probably the hardest thing that I ever had to cover in terms of just, because there's such a feeling of panic that day. And just how everybody came together at the station and worked on, what our angle was going to be in Montgomery County, how we were going to go about it, and even the DJs Tom and Brad were on the air, just trying to help everybody stay calm. And as we, me and Terry were working on who can we talk to about what's going on, and found people actually that had ties to the county. I remember Terry interviewed a woman who lived in New York at the time. I can't recall her name, but I interviewed someone later that had been there, not during that incident, but had been to the Twin Towers and could talk about, make it a little bit clearer what people were looking at, in terms of the destruction and recalling, their visit there and whatnot. So
that's interesting. You bring up 9/11 as the angle. How fast of an angle was that? Because, you and I both know, Terry works well with our office sometimes, and trying to come up with an angle on a certain story. How fast of a way did you guys come up with an angle about this is the way how we're going to cover it, so on and so forth?
Well, Terry knew people. He knew families, and he knew who those kids were that were living, the children of those families that were living in New York, and so we got a hold of them pretty fast. As one thing he said, Terry working with the news office, I'll tell you what, I could not have done my job as well as I did if it hadn't been for Terry. He was always there backing me up. He always made sure things were taken care of, and he was one person I knew. I could count on anybody there for just about anything, but I always knew Terry Tote would be the one that I'd have my back, at any time I needed, no matter what it was. He was always taking up for the news department, making sure things were covered. No matter what happened.
It's just amazing. Before we went on the air, I was kind of multitasking a little bit, and we brought back some old memories with the old Around Montgomery County program, because I believe you were saying that program started while you were here.
Well, it actually, it's a funny story. It started out, it used to just be Around Macoupin County. What we would do, of course, we had the forum. I guess you still have the forum.
Yes, we do.
Okay. I would do the forum every other week, and Rick was doing the forum and then doing Around Macoupin County. So on a week where he didn't have the forum, he had Around Macoupin County. And I'd been there maybe about a year, and I just felt like there was more opportunities to do more talk shows. And I kind of pitched an idea of us having a different talk show or something like that. Well, Terry said, why don't we set this so that, I think I said that wrong. I think Rick had Around Macoupin County every week, now that I'm thinking about it. And that's why we said that, was we're going to switch it up so that there'd be Around Montgomery County and Around Macoupin County, make them alternate, be a little easier for Rick to not have to try to do two programs. And then that way we could also pick up something else for me, which is what I wanted. And that's how that happened. It ended up, we just started alternating that program the same way the forum was alternating.
Do you miss the radio side of things?
I miss it sometimes. Of course, with any job, there's things you don't miss and things you do. And well, I guess the one thing I would say I do miss is the chance to be involved in that community. I enjoyed the 5 years I lived up there. I considered it my home, and I really learned a lot from a lot of different people and made some great friendships. One thing that I had had hoped to mention was just, you know, this being the 60-year anniversary. Of course, I was there at the 50-year anniversary, and I was sitting where you're sitting now, and I got to talk to some of the old people that had worked there in years past, and that was one of the more enjoyable interview setups I did starting off. It gave me a chance to meet a lot of different people and get some perspective on how things had been going there. And so, you know, I'm very happy for Hayward and Emma that they're celebrating 60 years. And I appreciate the fact that while I was there, they were very community minded. I'm sure they're still that way.
Very much so.
Happy anniversary on their radio station, and hope that they keep it going.
Dennis, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Keep in touch, and next time you're in the area, stop by and tour the facilities once again. Be good seeing you in person.
Hey, you too, Tobin. Appreciate you talking with me.
All of our special interviews, which are broadcast on WSMI, are available as podcasts on our website, which is WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to them or download them for free. WSMI AM 1540, celebrating 60 years, and WSMI FM 106.1, celebrating 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. For WSMI, I'm Terry Tote.